The news is read now by Kate Carolyn.
The White House has said the US President Donald Trump is discussing options for acquiring Greenland, including potential use of the US military, in a revival of his ambition to control the strategic island despite European objections. Mr. Trump's interest has been rekindled in recent days in the wake of the US arrest of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reports.
In a statement last night, the White House said President Donald Trump and his team are discussing a range of options for acquiring Greenland, adding that utilising the US military is always an option, and saying that President Trump has made it clear that acquiring Greenland is a national security priority. Greenland and Denmark have called for a meeting with US Secretary of State Marco Rubio to discuss President Trump's recent comments. Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Poland and Spain joined Denmark yesterday in saying they would defend the universal principles of sovereignty, territorial integrity and the inviolability of borders. It comes just days after US forces seized the Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, with executives from US oil companies due to meet with officials from Donald Trump's administration as soon as tomorrow to discuss opportunities in Venezuela.
The Taoiseach has not ruled out Ireland supporting the EU-Mercosur trade deal, which member states will vote on this Friday. Speaking in China, where he's on an official visit, Micheál Martin said he still has concerns over the deal, but that a lot of progress has been made. From Shanghai, our agriculture correspondent Angus Cox reports.
The 27 EU member states will decide on Friday whether or not to approve the Mercosur trade agreement, which would allow South American countries included to export up to 99,000 tonnes of beef into the EU at a much reduced tariff. Ireland had been among the countries opposed to it, but speaking today in Shanghai, the Taoiseach said significant safeguards have been negotiated in the last 12 months. Micheál Martin also said EU proposals to link Mercosur to improved CAP funding are welcome. He said the government will make a decision on Mercosur towards the end of the week. However, farming groups are calling on the government to continue to oppose the agreement. They say cheaper South American beef being sold into the EU that's not subject to the same regulatory requirements could undercut them and destroy their livelihoods. Angus Cox, RT News, Shanghai.
A renewed focus on attracting tourists to Ireland from India, the United Arab Emirates and the Asia-Pacific region will receive millions of euro in government funding under a plan to be announced today. The Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, Peter Burke, will set out his department's 4.7 billion capital investment strategy for the next 5 years. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
A new era beckons for Irish tourism according to plans for the sector, which will be published today. It will be underpinned by new direct flights from several countries, including Canada, the US, India and the United Arab Emirates. More than 77 million euro will be made available to promote the country overseas, especially in regions which may have been ignored in recent years. Today's announcement by the Enterprise Minister will also establish a new initiative called Startup Ireland to support Irish companies seeking to become global brands. And the government is making a pitch to semiconductor manufacturers amid hopes that Ireland can become the top EU location for this sector. To that end, an initial 100 million euro will be made available to develop bespoke industrial sites around the country.
The Stripe Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition gets underway at the RDS in Dublin today. The exhibition showcases projects from secondary school students in areas of science, technology, engineering and maths. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Last year, financial technology company Stripe was announced as the title sponsor of the Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition, taking over from BT. President Catherine Connolly will officially open this year's event later today alongside Stripe co-founder Patrick Collison, himself a former winner of the Young Scientist competition. More than 1,000 secondary school students will present 550 projects in the areas of science, technology, engineering and maths. Nearly a quarter of the entries relate to artificial intelligence. Other big topics this year include climate change, disease detection and treatment, as well as mental well-being.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
cloudy and mostly dry this morning with mist and fog patches. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle will affect parts of the west and southwest first and continue to track eastwards throughout the day. Highest temperatures ranging between 3 and 10 degrees.